This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, well, it is indeed a pleasure to be back into your vibration level once again, and we would like to take a moment to express our greeting to you, that's of you, and as well to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and for this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, we would once again remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, many times that information that you receive and are involved in communicating during that telepathic exchange of information is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through, once again, a rather limited use of a vocabulary. So we would encourage you to become involved in that silent communication, to take advantage of this opportunity to close your eyes, utilize the energy that you have crafted in this space, and to alter your consciousness and enter into what you like to refer to as a meditative state, and to become involved in that silent communication or telepathic interaction and exchange of information. But once again, as always, of course, the choice is yours, absolutely. Now, let's begin by explaining once again the basics of this reality that you choose to exist within. You exist within a vibrational level. A vibrational level that is similar to, in many ways, a multitude of vibrational levels that exist throughout what we refer to as creation. Your vibrational level that you exist in is very similar in many ways in terms of the methods, if you wish, that you utilize to create and to sustain and to exist within this vibrational level. There are, however, some very unique qualities to this vibrational level that you exist in that do not exist in any of the other vibrational levels. In this vibrational level that you exist in, you put in place what we refer to as a veil, an electromagnetic type of energy that has and carries with it certain limitations. It limitates and prevents other entities from existing outside of your vibrational level to have an influence or to create within your vibrational level. In other words, if an entity wishes to be involved in your vibrational level, they must enter into your vibrational level and participate in sustaining and being a part of that veil, that electromagnetic type of energy that exists throughout, for lack, once again, of a better terminology, each and every atom of your entire universe, of your entire vibrational level. So this vibrational level that you exist in, once again, exists in the same space, in the same time, as all the other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. You, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, believe in, perpetuate, and carry this human consciousness belief system in time and space.
very difficult not only for you to step outside of, but very difficult for you to comprehend explanations that do not operate within the limitations of this time and space concept that you utilize. Very difficult for you to grasp the concept that time and space are illusionary, particularly in your awakened consciousness state. In various other levels of consciousness, you do absolutely get glimpses of the existence without the limitations of time and space. However, in your awakened consciousness state, it becomes very difficult for you to step outside of that concept. Not impossible, but very difficult. And so, you exist within a vibrational level. A vibrational level that you not only choose to exist in, but are equally responsible for the creation and for the sustenance of this particular vibrational level. Each of you. Again, it becomes very difficult to give an accurate explanation because each of you are individuals and yet you are one. You are one within your vibrational level. You are one not only within your vibrational level, but you are one with all of the entities that exist throughout all of creation, and yet you are uniquely individual. So to suggest you are one does not for an instant suggest that you don't have any significance. Absolutely not. To suggest that your vibrational level is separate from and different from other vibrational levels does not suggest for an instant that it is in any way less significant than the other vibrational levels. And so these vibrational levels exist within the same time and the same space. And we've used the analogy many times that it's similar to all of the various frequencies in wavelengths that you send throughout your atmosphere that you understand absolutely are all existing within the same time and same space. And yet through the utilization of certain apparatus, you have the capacity to tap into one individual in particular frequency while eliminating all the rest, even though you understand absolutely that they exist. And so it is that you choose to exist within this vibrational level. Contrast your consciousness of this vibrational level while eliminating all the rest. Now, once again, in this vibrational level, in particularly in your awakened consciousness state, you believe that time and space are real, when in actuality, time and space are illusionary, they don't really exist. And once again, because of that particular belief and belief system, it becomes very difficult to utilize any type of a vocabulary to give you an explanation, because you see the majority of the concepts that are contained within your vocabulary are based upon the belief in time and space. It's either something has happened or something is happening or something is about to happen. And it's very difficult to grasp the concept that it's all one. It's all in the now. So we will attempt to give explanations utilizing vocabulary and enter into that belief in time and space in order to attempt to give it some type of a coherence that you can grasp, but understand that time and space are illusionary. And so you enter into this vibrational level and you choose to exist in what we like to refer to as an incarnational period. And you believe that these incarnational periods follow one from the other to the other. And while you were in a particular incarnational period, in an incarnational state, you, in your awakened consciousness state, experience all types of interactions that generate and promote emotions and feelings. And because you don't believe that you're in control, because you, at some level in your awake consciousness state, believe that many of these atoms are not what you desire, then the intensity of the emotions and feelings becomes very great, much greater than is possible for you to experience when you exist in a vibrational level, when you understand absolutely that you create the reality and you do it from a position of absolute unconditional love. And so when you're in your awakened consciousness state at this particular vibrational level, it's hard to grasp that concept, particularly when the emotion that you are experiencing is one that you would term as being lack of desirable. You will agree that if it's something that you desire, if it's something that you want, it's very easy to accept the responsibility that you held all of the right thoughts and all of the right belief systems and made all of the right choices and created that desired reality. However, if it's a reality that you experience that you find less than desirable, it's quite the opposite. It becomes very difficult to grasp that you made all of the choices, you made all of the decisions, and you held the belief systems that were responsible for that reality, that less than desirable reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so, when you're in this vibrational level, and you're existing within the limitations of that veil not only limits other entities from outside of your vibrational level from interfering in your creation process, but it also limits your capacity when you exist within this vibrational level to understand who and what you truly are. And the limitations on the capacity to have that understanding is the greatest when you're in your awakened consciousness state. And the lack of the terminology fades or becomes thinner, if you wish, as you enter into your altered stages of consciousness. When you enter into your dream state or your meditative state, you have the capacity to have a thinning, if you wish, of that veil, of that electromagnetic system. And consequently, in those altered states of consciousness, you get the concept of understanding that time and space can be illusionary. That you can, in that altered state of consciousness, experience the limitless passage of time. In your awakened consciousness state, it becomes much more difficult. Not impossible, but much more difficult. And so, you enter into those altered states of consciousness, into a meditative state, and into your so-called dream state, and what we refer to as a deep dream state. All while you believe existing within an incarnational period. All in terms of your belief in time and space occurring within a certain period of time from when you enter into this vibrational level to when you leave this vibrational level. You have these various levels of consciousness that you believe you participate in. The awake consciousness, altered state of consciousness, meditative, dream state, whichever you wish to refer to. And you have varying levels of consciousness, awareness of those various levels of consciousness. In other words, when you're in your awakened consciousness state, you do have the capacity many times, particularly if you've entered into a meditative state where you make a very concerted effort to maintain awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. When you come back into your awakened consciousness state, you can retain that memory and you can indeed remember what it was you experienced. Now many times, even at that, you look upon this meditative state and the experience that you had in this meditative state that you remember because you made an effort to remember, you still look upon it as being a rather illusionary, imaginary type of reality. It's not real. It's not like real what you have in your so-called awakened consciousness state. That's your perception. That's what you agreed to participate in. That's your limitation to have that understanding. You agreed to put in place those limitations when you entered into this vibrational level, to put in place that electromagnetic system that prevents you from understanding, and particularly from understanding in your awakened consciousness state, not only who and what you truly are, but the methods that you utilize to create this reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities in your awakened consciousness state. However, once again, when you enter into that alpha state of consciousness, into that meditative state, you do have the capacity, and many are quite proficient at being aware of what it is that they're creating and experiencing in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, and retaining that memory when they're back into their so-called awakened consciousness state. Now, you also enter into a dream state in which, for many, it becomes very difficult to maintain your awareness. It's not impossible, but it's much more difficult than when you are entering into a meditative state. When you're into a meditative state, you like to use the phrase that your body is asleep, but your mind is awake and aware of what's occurring. However, when you enter into the dream state, particularly into the deep dream state, at that stage for most entities who are not involved in attempting to be aware of what they're experiencing in that dream state, to have the capacity to manipulate what they're experiencing in that dream state. The dream state becomes an area where you, in your awakened consciousness state, retain very little memory of what it was that you experienced. Not only retain very little memory of what it was you experienced, but many times go to a great effort and length to distort the memory of what it was that you were involved in that so-called deep dream state. So those particular states, your meditative state if you wish, or a light dream state if you wish, and your deep dream state, are all levels of consciousness that you have the capacity, while you exist within a particular incarnational period, to maintain the memories of the interactions that you were involved in and participated in those altered states of consciousness. For many, you can bring that back into your so-called awakened consciousness state. It's difficult to say that you agreed to that. However, once again, for many, it becomes a very comprehensible aspect of their altered states of interaction in their deep dream state. You see, many have the capacity to be involved in what you like to refer to as lucid dreaming. Lucid dreaming simply refers to being aware of what it is that you're experiencing in your dream state from a conscious level, similar to what you experience in a meditative state where you attempt to maintain awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. Many develop the capacity to take that awareness into their so-called deep dream state and become involved in what they like to refer to as lucid dreaming. And in that activity, actually participate in manipulating the dream that they're involved in to take it in a direction that they find more desirable or more enjoyable to experience. Each of you have that capacity, absolutely. It's not really all that difficult to accomplish. You have but to believe, you have but to make an effort. You see, once again, based upon your belief in time and space, you have a greater validation for an accomplishment if it takes an effort, if it takes time, if it takes an evolutionary process, it becomes more real. It has more value to it. It validates your belief in time and space. And so you can work on that if you wish. You can utilize that belief in time and space and go through the evolutionary process and become proficient at lucid dreaming, at taking your consciousness into your dream state and actually manipulating and becoming consciously involved in that dream and bringing back into your awakened consciousness state memories of what it was that transpired in that dream state. It's very difficult to retain that memory, however. Even those who are quite proficient at it find themselves having to make notes or to do some type of alteration of the memory into some type of medium where they can access it, because you still exist within this vibrational level. You still exist within the limitations that you choose to put in place by maintaining the veil. And that veil exists throughout your various levels of consciousness is much stronger once again in your awakened consciousness state, less so in your altered state of consciousness, and particularly in your dream state. It becomes very difficult for you to, in your awakened consciousness state, continue to have that crisp, sharp memory of what it was that you experienced in that lucid dream, in your very deep dream state. So you have those various levels of consciousness existing within this vibrational level. And you, each of you, participate in each of them, and you believe, once again, because of your concept of time and space, that it occurs within a particular incarnational period. Then, that incarnational period ends. At least in your belief in time and space, it ends. In the now, it's not that way at all. But nonetheless, as we attempt to give you an explanation based upon your belief in time and space, then we'll use that concept. That a particular incarnational period ends, or begins, whichever end you wish to be at, in your concept of time and space. And when that happens, your consciousness goes one step beyond what we refer to as the dream state. And you, for all intents and purposes, to validate your belief in time and space, lose connection with your so-called awakened consciousness state in this incarnational period. It makes it real. It makes it real not only for the entities that are so-called ending a particular incarnational period, but for those entities that are existing within that time frame, if you wish, of that particular entity's incarnational period. It makes it real for everyone in your so-called awakened consciousness state. That when that person enters the consciousness and goes beyond what we refer to as the deep dream states and enters into what we like to refer to as a between incarnational state, at that point it's like they have crossed the line. We haven't really left this incarnational period. You've altered your consciousness. That becomes difficult to grasp. Very difficult. And you most certainly have not at that point left this vibrational level. Unless, of course, you choose to. But however, you are now into a state of consciousness where you are, for all intents and purposes, much more aware of the process that you utilize to create your reality. You still exist within the limitations of the veil, through your choice. Because you see, by existing at that so-called between-incarnational period with limitations that you continue to put on by the so-called veil or electromagnetic type of energy that you choose to exist in, you still limit outside entities from influencing the reality that you choose and desire to experience. However, and once again, based upon your belief in time and space, when you are in that so-called between-incarnational period, you have a difficult time. Let us put it that way. You have a difficult time connecting with the so-called awakened consciousness state. You have agreed to participate in altering your consciousness to that level to make it so that you are not so-called awakened conscious in a particular incarnational period with other entities that are awakened consciousness in that incarnational period. Very difficult to give an explanation. However, it's like you drew a line in the sand and you stepped over that line. And now you don't see what's on the other side of the line. You exist within that incarnational period in what we once again refer to as a between incarnational state of consciousness. You are very aware at that level of the method that you utilize to create the reality. You are very aware at that level that you have chosen to, in the awakened consciousness state, limit your interaction with other entities in a particular incarnational period. You have chosen to be in that state. primarily to allow the entities that continue to exist within what you refer to as an incarnational period the opportunity to experience what they believe is a real passage of time and space. And so when you cross that line, if you wish, when you enter into that between incarnational state of consciousness, for the most part, you are not interacting with or aware of what's occurring on the other side of the line, on the other consciousness steps in this vibrational level. Your choice. And again, we're referring and trying to give you an explanation based upon your belief in time and space. And so, you're in this between incarnational state. Ironically, in that state it becomes very difficult for you to maintain illusionary realities based upon beliefs that you hold as being outside of your capacity to alter. For example, some entities believe that when they enter into that particular level of consciousness, when they die, in other words, when you choose to pass over that line and alter your consciousness to what we refer to as that between incarnational state, some entities believe that there will be certain types of realities waiting for them. And you can hold that belief. We're not for an instant suggesting that it's right or wrong that you should or shouldn't do it. What we are suggesting, however, that once you enter into that particular level of your consciousness, that between incarnational state, it becomes very difficult for you to sustain that type of reality without understanding that it's your creation, that it's your choice, that it's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, and that you have the capacity to alter it. It's not a reality that's beyond your control. The irony of it is that even the realities that you experience in your awakened consciousness state are not beyond your control. However, once again, you put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that makes it appear that they're beyond your control, for the capacity of experiencing the intense range of emotions and feelings that are only possible when you experience a reality that you believe is beyond your capacity to control. But in that altered state of consciousness between incarnational states, you begin to grasp the understanding of who and what you truly are, and that the reality that you're experiencing, which we assure you is a reality that's as real, if not more real, than what you experience in this particular level of consciousness, you begin to understand that you are in an absolute state of control of that reality. The spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process. And you then, many times, begin, once again, for a lack of a better explanation, to utilize the time to put in place various beliefs and belief systems that you will bring into your next incarnational period, should you choose. And again, we're utilizing your belief in time and space to give an explanation, should you choose to re-enter into a awake consciousness state in another incarnational period. You put in place many of those beliefs. Not only do you put in place many of those beliefs, but you, for lack of a better term, enter into various agreements and contracts with other entities for the various experiences that will occur at that particular incarnational period. Entities that you've been involved with in other incarnational periods. And here is where it becomes very difficult to grasp. Because you see, you believe in time and space. And so here you are in this between incarnational period. And yet, here in the so-called awakened consciousness state, there are entities that you're interacting with At some level of their consciousness, you're putting in agreements and contracts for other incarnational periods, where that same entity that you are experiencing in this particular incarnational period will be involved in activities in that other incarnational period. And so at some level of consciousness, of both consciousnesses, even the one that to believe in your concept of time and space is in that between incarnational period, and the one who is still existing within that particular incarnational period, agreements are put in place for another incarnational period. So the time and space concept kind of fades a little in that explanation. But however, you, for example, may be involved as a sibling with someone in this particular incarnational period, and in that altered state of consciousness, when you're putting in price the other agreements, you may in another incarnational period agree to be involved in some type of a romantic relationship with that particular entity that was in this particular incarnational period as a sibling. And not only that, in that other incarnational period, you may just both change the gender of who and what you truly are in that particular incarnational period. You may have an entirely different outlook on life. You may be involved in an entirely different society. You may be involved in various other parts of your world system. And yet it's your choice to be there. It's your choice to have that experience. And all of the entities that you are interacting with are also involved in that interaction through their choice. Now, when you're in that other state of consciousness that we refer to as the between incarnational state, once again, it's like you put up a wall that limits your capacity to interact with your other conscious state in the so-called awakened consciousness state. However, it's not impossible to even break that barrier. Many of you have been involved in what you like to refer to as past life regression. The better terminology would be alternate life regressions or experiences. Because you see, the past refers to, once again, a concept of time and space that doesn't really exist. However, there are entities who are quite capable of and quite proficient at experiencing in their altered states of consciousness other incarnational periods, other lifetimes, if you wish, in retaining that memory when they enter into back into the so-called awakened consciousness state. Now, it's similar to experiencing a meditative state. It's similar to experiencing a dream state. And so many have the temptation to dismiss it as simply an imaginative reality. It's really not an imaginative reality. And in many instances, it can be quite real. The emotions and feelings that are connected to those particular remembering, those interactions, can be very intense, absolutely. And so it's possible, not only is it possible, but many frequently are involved in that particular activity of altering their consciousness to experience other incarnational periods, not necessarily just so-called past lifetimes, but all lifetimes that exist in the now. There is also a phenomenon where an entity existing within a particular incarnational period in their awakened consciousness state has absolute and direct memory of experiences from a so-called other lifetime, has that capacity to remember precise details, to know certain things that have occurred which, from your perspective in your awakened consciousness state, is beyond their capacity to know. Something that they have never been introduced to, something that has never been explained or presented to them, and yet they have an absolute and perfect knowledge of certain activities that have occurred, and would suggest to you that not only do they have the knowledge of the activity that occurred, but that they were an actual participant in that activity. And they remember that in their awakened consciousness that a particular phenomenon that is more prevalent, if you wish, in your so-called entities that are, for lack of a better terminology, new to a particular incarnational period. Someone who has chosen to enter into an incarnational period and goes through your evolutionary process, coming in as seemingly as an infant who has seemingly absolutely no knowledge, and yet when they are in that childhood, if you wish, that adolescence, many times they have memories of other lifetimes that are very vivid and very accurate. However, once again, you exist within a vibrational level where you put in place an electromagnetic type of veil that limits your capacity to have that understanding, as long as those entities continue this perturbation of their consciousness into your awakened consciousness state, they become less and less aware of what it was that they experienced in their other so-called incarnational periods, from their other levels of consciousness. And so it is, when you cross over into that so-called ultra state of consciousness in the between incarnational state, you take with you many memories of what it was that you experienced in this so-called awakened consciousness state. However, you quickly begin, once again for lack of a better terminology, to utilize that time to create other realities, to become involved in other various experiences. And the so-called memory, if you wish, of a particular incarnational period begins to fade. It only fades from your conscious thought. In that so-called altered state of consciousness, when you're in the between incarnational stage, you find it much easier to remember. You find it much easier to tap into all of the incarnational periods. And so the one that you, in this particular incarnational period, in your awakened consciousness state, hold as being perhaps the not only most important, but the only one that you're involved in that altered state of consciousness, you tap into all of the incarnational periods. And so this incarnational period becomes but a part of the total experience, and consequently does not contain with it any more intensity or memory or importance than all of the other incarnational periods that you're involved in. At that level, you also begin to understand the concept of time and space, that it's an illusion. And you put in place the belief to come back, if you choose or you choose to leave. It's your choice. Once again, you exist in this vibrational level through your choice. You choose to exist in this reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. You can't just look at one particular reality or one particular activity that you're involved in and accept the responsibility for that while eliminating responsibility for others. You see, if you don't accept the entire responsibility, then it becomes impossible for you to have the capacity or the understanding to change your reality. And it also becomes very difficult to understand that you agreed at some level of your consciousness to participate in this creation process. So that all of the entities that you're involved with have the opportunity to involve in a particular experience, be it a positive or negative experience in your awakened consciousness state, at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality, and at the level of consciousness from which you interact with the other entities who are involved in the creation of this reality. You rejoice. You rejoice in the creation process. It is indeed what you, at some level of your consciousness, desire. And that becomes very difficult to grasp, particularly when it's a less than desirable reality that you view in your awakened consciousness state, as opposed to a very positive reality that you imbue with your awakened consciousness state. Your reality is your creation. You have put into us the beliefs and belief systems many times in that altered state of consciousness that we refer to as the between incarnational state, to experience the reality in this particular awakened consciousness state in a particular incarnational period. The entities that are involved in this particular incarnational period that you interact with have also agreed to participate, to have the opportunity to be involved in these day-to-day activities, to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are connected to a particular activity, a particular experience, or a particular reality. You all agree to participate. It's all your creation. It's all within your control. The spark of consciousness that you create this reality from rejoices in the creation process, gives to you that which you desire. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. It's a rather unique vibrational level because you choose to put in place limitations to have the understanding of the creation process while you exist within an awakened consciousness state in what you like to refer to as a vibrational level, and in certain, to certain degrees, limit your capacity to understand the creation process and who and what you are throughout all of the various levels of consciousness that you experience while you are in this vibrational level. You choose to be involved in that process. It's your choice. And so you exist in this vibrational level by choice. This vibrational level that you exist in is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems that you at some level agree to participate and to perpetuate. What we like to refer to as the human consciousness belief system, the societal belief systems, and the individual belief systems. It's a combination of those beliefs that create a belief system that is responsible for the reality that you're involved in the creation of. And the irony of it is that no matter how much of a veil you put in place, no matter how much you limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, no matter how much you refuse to accept the responsibility for the reality that you experience, you cannot possibly fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail. You are all that is. You create the reality that you experience, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. All the rest are realities that you have agreed to participate in, that you signed up for, if you wish, and that you agreed with others to participate in the creation of the experience, for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings connected to that particular reality. And so we've come back to the basic. Remember who you are. You are all that is. Understand that this reality is your creation, your choice to be involved in, and that you absolutely cannot fail to come to that understanding. We guarantee absolutely nothing but those 3 points. The rest of this reality that you experience is simply your creation, a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, once again as individuals, as a society, and as a human consciousness. And it's within your capacity to change it, to participate in it, to experience it, and at some point to absolutely understand it. Now, we would rack for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to return and answer them for you. In the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, should you choose to interact with us. expressed the intent that we would welcome that opportunity to interact and share with the acts of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace.